I want to turn to my panel and say I don't really think the GOP got the job done in Winnsburg. That's just my view. Here's CNBC contributor Keith Boykin. He's a former Clinton White House aide. We have Mark Simone, WOR radio talk show host, and Matt Welch, Reason magazine editor-in-chief. Mark Simone, do you think the Republicans are burning up the track here? What is their message?
They have no message. Now, let me correct one thing you said. The Democrats will never cut spending.
Never.
Wait till Hagel gets in place there at the Defense Department. You're going to see some spending cuts.
He's a Republican.
He's a Republican. I stand correct.
He's a Republican in name only. But,
That's wonderful.
The problem is there's no Ronald Reagan, there's no Bill Clinton, there's nobody to talk. You know, the average person thinks that we suddenly had a revenue shortfall and that's why we're running a deficit. They have no idea that we've got tons of revenue, but that spending is at a ridiculous level now. 25% of GDP? It needs to get down to 17% of GDP. Nobody has explained this to the public properly or convincingly.
Under your favorite president, the debt has gone from roughly $10 trillion to $16 trillion. We just had the Treasury numbers out yesterday, all right? In fact, in the last year, it went up again, $1.3 trillion. Now, this leaves an opening for the Republicans, but I don't think they're smart enough to take it. And I agree with Costa. Actually, the president, who is a very clever political guy, they're letting him get off because he doesn't want to cut spending. Mark is right, except smash the Defense Department. The rest of it, the entitlements, the discretionary, the little entitlements, he doesn't want to touch them.
I don't know. Was there a question in there?
I think somewhere there. Somewhere there.
I don't know what to say. I guess spending is not what the Democrats run on. I see
right.
this repeatedly.
Right.
This is the Republican Party platform. When the Democrats propose spending, the Republicans attack them for it. I mentioned always the $716 billion in Medicare savings or spending cuts the president proposed last year. Mitt Romney attacked him for that. The Republicans attacked him on that. Republicans can't even agree themselves on their spending cuts. Remember the original Ryan plan, Newt Gingrich called it right-wing social engineering. And so when John Boehner comes together with his plan B in December, there's no unanimity or consensus in the Republican Party about that. I think the GOP has to get its own
they're
house in order.
They're all screwed up. They're all screwed up. That's what I'm saying.
But they're the ones
and
who
the
talk about spending cuts.
They're the, one. The base is going to stay
home. I don't
know.
I mean, you know the base of the Republican Party better than I do. But I think the Republican Party base doesn't have anywhere to go. So I don't think there's any problem.
They go home to sleep. They can watch TV. They can watch a sporting event. They can have a couple of beers. Believe me. You've seen the face? You ever see what they look like?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
You said that.
I didn't say that. All right. Matt Welch, you're kind of a neutral observer in this whole story.
Kind of,
Let me
yeah.
get your take on this. You think the GOP is getting the message out?
I think it was shrewd politically what they did today.
Okay.
They put Democrats on the defensive. They shine the light of the fact that they haven't passed a budget in 1,360 days and said, hey, look, if you want to be, we don't want to be the irresponsible budgetary party anymore because everyone's accusing them of being irresponsible for threatening a government shutdown. So they're saying, okay, pass a budget. All right, that is a basic level, a minimal level of responsibility that Democrats and the Senate specifically have not taken now since 2009. And I think people will respond to that and say, yeah, that does actually make sense. Pass
but
a damn budget.
Passing a budget or not doesn't threaten the default of the United States government. It doesn't threaten the ability to operate the government. Those are fundamentally different issues. I don't think the American people care or not whether the Senate has passed a budget because it hasn't had any impact on the government's operations.
It does force, if the Senate ever passes a budget, it does force them to come out and say, this is what our value system says we want to spend money on right now. If they want to increase spending, that is politically unpopular, and they're going to have to own that.
Look,
but to your point, and everybody's point, Republicans don't ever want to say they want to cut anything specifically, and they're kicking that down the road another 3 months at least.
Can I just say, I could buy into your opening salvo that the Republicans are being clever in some respects. No government shutdown, no debt ceiling default. Okay. But, Mark, problem I have is they refuse to talk about the across-the-board automatic spending cuts in the so-called sequester. It's about $8,500 billion this year and $1.2 trillion over 10 years. To me, that is their biggest mistake. That is already the law. The Democrats are trying to hedge on it. The president has already said it's not going to happen. This is where the Republicans should go, and they won't go there, and that's why I doubt their bona fides on spending.
No, and you have to, first of all, as I said before, get across that spending levels are too high. Keith, you would agree with that, right?
No.
You see what I mean? They're too high.
Perfect. Right.
You absolutely think they're not that this level is appropriate? 25% of GDP.
If you're talking about GDP to spend, that is too high.
Okay, it's too high.
But that's not because we're spending too much. That's because our revenues aren't enough. I disagree with your earlier comment about that. The reason why the revenues are declining is because we are still in a very weak recovery. We got out of the worst recession since.
Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
Well, I don't know. There's a president who came in before us. I don't know.
No, you can't keep blaming Bush.
I can.
You're in your second term.
Let me back him up. Bill Clinton, let's get back to Bill Clinton's spending levels.
Right.
His last budget was $1.8 trillion. Obama's first fully owned budget was $3.8 trillion. 3.8. We're spending too much
money. Guess what happened during that time? We had a war in Iraq.
Yeah.
We had a war in Afghanistan. We had a prescription drug program. We had a Hurricane Katrina.
I'm not a Republican.
All this happened under Bush's watch, and they didn't approve one new dollar in revenue to pay for any of this.
I hate to break it to you. If you're going to blame the last administration, that was President Obama the last 4 years.
No.
Remember
September 2008? Remember what happened September 2008? That was Bush's
term. Was fabulous on spending, working with the Republican Congress. Clinton's my idol. They got the spending share of the economy down to 18%. Now, you are right. Growth is holding back revenues, but I think that's because President Obama's taxes and regulations and Obamacare. But if that's why it's such a lousy recovery, if we could go back to anything close to those Clinton levels, hell, if we could go back to 2007 before the crisis, we would be in great shape. All right, I got to get out of here. Keith Boykin, Mark Simone, Matt Welch, plenty more to do with the rest of the show.